Chaotic scenes in Gaza on Thursday as Hamas-affiliated militants released hostages from Israel and Thailand that it had kept for over a year. Unlike previous transfers, throngs of people, including militants, journalists, and spectators, surrounded a group of soldiers escorting hostages out, with some in the crowd chanting in Arabic and some of the soldiers holding up rifles. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu objected to the conditions during the hostage release, accusing Hamas and its affiliated groups of violating the hostage release terms in the ceasefire agreement the two sides reached earlier this month. Israel temporarily delayed its corresponding release of Palestinian prisoners before doing so later in the day Thursday. The International Committee of the Red Cross, who facilitated some of the previous hostage releases, including the first one on January 19th, called out the conditions in a statement. "We are relieved that more people have been safely returned home. However, today's conditions underscore the importance of all parties upholding their agreements and ensuring operations take place in a safe and dignified manner. The security of these operations must be assured, and we urge for improvements in the future," the ICRC's president said.